pre-race favorite. Justify won the Kentucky Derby a few weeks ago on a muddy mile-and-a-quarter oval called Churchill Downs. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith picked up his second career Run for the Roses victory. Now the 52-year-old from Roswell, New Mexico, will be on board this weekend for round two of the Triple Crown Pursuit at the Preakness in Pimlico outside Baltimore. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime, find out more, or give quickly, safely, and securely on our worldwide web platform, WWIB.com. Mike Smith has over 5,000 career victories, and he's on the phone with me today. So this was your second win at the Kentucky Derby, the first aboard Giacomo back in 2005, now 2018 on Justify. Is it better the second time around for you?
Well, they're both amazing. I can't say one was better than the other. One was 50-1, and it was my first time, so it was a big kind of a shocker, I guess. And of course, this one was the favorite going off. So anytime you win on a favorite, I think the first emotion you get is a big just a sigh of relief that you didn't get the favorite beat, and then all the happiness sets in afterward. But they're both just amazing. Very blessed.
Yeah. There have been some questions about Justify's health, some concerns about the horse's health after the Derby. It looked like to reporters that he was limping a day or two after. What do you know about it? How's he doing?
He's doing actually really good. He come back after the Derby with some bruised healing on his back. I think it was left or right back end. Just some bruise from the floated racetrack, you know, having to run on the slop, which is common. It happens with horses when they have to run on the slop. They'll get slight. I mean, they're athletes, and they just ran the Kentucky Derby, so they're going to come out just a little bit body sore and stuff. But it didn't take 2 days, and he was right back on his feet, and energy level is extremely high. He galloped yesterday morning, and a really, really good horseman out there, Tom Amos, said that he thought he looked every bit as good after the Derby than he did going in. He said, man, his energy level was high. He didn't look like he lost any weight. He's just jumping around, squealing and kicking, and all is well. So we're excited about heading into the next one.
Yeah, next one's going to be this weekend at the Preakness. So walk me through race day, will you, Churchill Downs, and how it developed for you and your horse?
Well, I mean, early on it started raining. It wasn't supposed to rain. It was supposed to rain on Friday, and we were supposed to have a pretty decent day on Saturday, but kind of flip-flopped on us, where Friday was really nice, and then Saturday the rain came, and I mean, it rained all day long. It was, I think they said up to 3 or 3.5 inches they got for the afternoon, so that goes to show you how much it rained. And the good thing for us, though, although that's a concern, when the track starts to get off, and, you know, you just don't know how your horse is going to handle it, but fortunate for us, Justify, his second time out, ran in a sloppy track here at Santa Anita and actually performed extremely well over it. He handled it with ease. So that gave me some confidence that he would be able to handle the off track. So, you know, but still, you know, you have all the, you know, the elements of the rain coming down. And probably got to wear a few more goggles and plastic and everything else. But boy, it all worked out. He handled everything extremely well. Acted like an old pro that's been doing it his whole, you know, longer than what he's been running, which is only 3 races, you know, before the Derby. But he acted like he'd been doing it for years.
Yeah, and that was the big storyline here, as Justify became the first horse to win the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses, that had not raced at age 2 since 1882. Let's see, that was the year I think Jesse James was shot dead. The Outlaw, Thomas Edison, flipped the switch on electricity at the first power plant. FDR was born. That is a long, long time ago, 1882. What does it mean to you to break that kind of record?
Well, I mean, it was 100. They call it the Apollo curse. I guess the horse named Apollo was the last to do it. You know, the Derby's such a tough race. I mean, and it's a grueling mile and a quarter. It's not your average mile and a quarter race. You have to have a lot of foundation underneath you, a lot of seasoning to handle the pressure and to handle the distance at the speed that they're going to have to go in. So usually a horse needs to run a few, you know, certainly more than three times, you know, to win it. But, you know, he's so blessed with talent that just doesn't seem to end, and a mind to go with it. You know, he just if anyone was going to break a curse like that, it was going to take a horse with a well above average talent and a mind that could follow it. And we're just, like I said, we're just blessed that he has both. Hmm.
So did the sloppy conditions at Churchill Downs in any way help your horse?
It certainly didn't hurt him. It certainly didn't hurt him none. But again, Churchill Downs is a really good. It's a really good track when it gets wet. It gets a lot tighter and firm. That's why you saw him run so quick. You know, so if you were going to run on the off track, that was the one to run on. Whereas, so say Belmont was to have gotten that much rain, it would have got awful deep. You know, really deep. It's more of a just different surface. You know, so Churchill handles water really well.
Mike Smith, the Hall of Fame jockey, on the phone with me today, sports and commentary, talking about the win in the Kentucky Derby this year. Second leg of the Triple Crown is this weekend at the Preakness, and Mike will be there. Justify will be there. It should be a lot of fun. And let's get together again next time, Mike, and talk about racing, talk about your horse, the personality of Justify, and visit about your personal faith story and explore that a little bit, too, and your love for Jesus Christ that you expressed after the win at the Kentucky Derby this year. Mike Smith, appreciate it. We'll talk soon. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Do the same.